This is the Tribune Audio Network.
This is the Backstory Podcast. I'm Larry Potash. On this show, we uncover the backstory behind some of the most intriguing tales in history, culture, science, and religion. Baseball predates the other main sports in America, and while we refer to it as the American pastime, its origins are steeped in myth. Early baseball in the 19th century looks a lot different than it does today, but it's still being played by people with an appreciation for history.
Geezer.
Young and old.
Papa Bear.
Men and women.
Flapjack.
Professional and blue-collar alike are known by their nicknames.
Dizzy.
Part of the fun of vintage baseball.
Scooter.
There are more than 100 teams around the country.
Golden Rose.
We're recruiting more and more young people who have the history and the willingness to do that.
Are players allowed to pull out their cell phones or wear
No. But we try as much as possible to remove all indications of modernity.
Is there drinking?
I take the Fifth Amendment.
In early versions of the game, the ball is pitched underhand. The idea is to let the batter hit it. There are no gloves.
I'm like, baseball without gloves? Are you out of your mind? So I showed up and he gave me the ball. I'm like, all right, I think I can do this. This is all right.
Todd Daniels is in the major leagues with the Tampa Bay Rays as a data engineer.
So you are like at the complete opposite of the spectrum of vintage baseball.
Yes.
He compiles information for the Rays statisticians in research and development.
The Rays, their front office, actually had a softball league. When I first joined, they found out that I played here. Like, should we be scouting for that? I'm like, the average age is like 45, 50. I don't think we need to scout there. We won't find a whole lot that we'll want to bring to the Rays.
While statistics provide great consistency through the different eras of baseball, nobody here is calculating wins against replacement or measuring bat speed. In the mid-19th century, you can catch the ball on a bounce for an out.
Let's go, Papa Bear, go, go,
go! The ball is a bit softer than today's baseball. Some versions of the early game allow you to throw the ball at the player to get an out, called plugging or soaking.
It was brutal. I'd read an account where a player slipped and fell running to second base, and the fielder came up and plugged him aggressively in the neck.
So where did this all come from? There are similarities to cricket and other games like rounders, which is played in England. Baseball's pioneers are tired of a British sports writer's constant comparison to British games. American players want an American backstory. In 1889, 300 people attend a meeting in New York, including Mark Twain, Teddy Roosevelt, and a number of baseball pioneers like Albert Spaulding, president of the National League's Chicago White Stockings. They form a commission to investigate the origin of baseball. This is where we find the story of Abner Doubleday inventing baseball in Cooperstown, New York. Sure, before becoming a Union general, Doubleday plays baseball, but there's no record of him ever claiming to invent the game. Nevertheless, Albert Spaulding and the commission accept the story.
Albert Spaulding was an early player, actually out of Rockford. He became a sports magnate, you know, Spaulding baseball and the whole bit. And he felt this was the all-American game, and he was going to prove it was the American game. It did not come from cricket and rounders and all kinds of other foreign influences.
Historians have since debunked the Abner Doubleday story.
Was it just a slow evolution?
Is that the best? Yeah, when you look at the history of baseball, you can't tell me that somebody didn't pick up a rock and a stick and hit it way back when.
There are various versions of bat and ball games, rounders, town ball, old cat. There are many people who have helped form what we now call baseball. There are mentions of baseball going back to England, 1744, a book called A Little Pretty Pocketbook. The ball once struck off, away flies the boy, to the next destined post, and then home with joy. People play for exercise, but it slowly becomes more serious. In the late 1830s and 40s, teams form around occupations, like the firefighters of the New York Knickerbockers or the saloon keepers of the New York Magnolia Ball Club. Jim Creighton of the Excelsiors of Brooklyn is considered one of the first paid players and superstars of baseball.
Creighton was the first to use speed on a pitch, and he was also an excellent hitter.
Money changes baseball. New technology allows newspapers to expand coverage beyond politics, reporting on baseball. That's when gambling becomes a bigger part of the game. But over time, something strange happens. People come to games not to gamble, just to root for the home team. Today, you can go back in time to experience part of that evolution. During the week, Lori Edwards is an environmental scientist. On weekends, she's a Chicago Salmon.
Theatrical athletics, they say. That's what they call it. It's a lot of fun. I was a baseball card kid, and I played Little League with the boys, so here I am.
This field here used to have about 11 trees, and they had to be cut down because they were diseased. But we saved the heartwood, which is what they make baseball bats out of now.
That's Ellie Carlson is called the boss lady of the Chicago Salmon.
And this bat was made from the heartwood of one of the trees that had to be cut down on this field. And they're very precious to us.
Ryan Chrysler is the captain of the Grinders.
It just comes back down to playing with people who love the game. It's not super competitive, and it's just at the end of the day, you walk off the field laughing, not only with your teammates, but also with the other team as well.
Cooperstown is the dream destination for major leaguers, but its origin story is a myth. The true story is more interesting. A game started by saloon keepers, soldiers, firefighters, and lawyers who play with no glove and no mask just for the love of the game. Thanks for listening to Backstory. If you liked what you heard, please take a minute to subscribe to our podcast or leave a review. To watch our full coverage of this story and see some that didn't make it to the podcast, visit us online at WGNTV.com/backstory.
This has been a production of the Tribune Audio Network.